Batavia. Informed Batavian authorities say that the Japanese landings at Miri and Lubang in Sarawak do not jeopardize the Dutch oil fields on Borneo, since an overland attack through impenetrable jungles is manifestly impossible. Copies of the Singapore Free Press received at Batavia describe the fighting in northern Malaya as heavy and losses severe, but say reinforcements from the Netherlands Indies have more than made up for the losses suffered by the British. Chinese residents of Batavia had formed a Chinese war auxiliary to aid the government's war effort. San Francisco. The police radio broadcast an air raid alert about 9 o'clock Wednesday night, but sounded the all clear within less than 2 minutes. Low-flying planes had been reported over the North Bay area and near the Ocean Beach. New York. Major General Alexander Repin, head of the Russian military mission here, said tonight that all enemies of the United States now also are the enemies of the Soviet Union. He made the statement in reply to a question as to when Russia's armed forces might be able to help this country fight Japan. The decision must be made in Moscow, of course, the general said. When the moment arrives, in the opinion of our government's leaders, for the Soviet Union to consider aiding her allies in their war with Japan. The general said some strategy might have been involved in the reduction of German pressure on Moscow, but right now the Red Army is responsible for the Nazis running as fast as they are. A colorful picture of Honolulu at war was reported to NBC tonight in a special broadcast direct from the Hawaiian metropolis by James Wall. Wall spoke from station KGU in Honolulu. For the benefit of those who may have missed this broadcast from Hawaii, here's a summary of Wall's report. Honolulu is rapidly adjusting itself to wartime conditions. Aliens are under careful scrutiny. They must carry alien registration cards on their persons, and if aliens wish to change their residence or occupation, they must get special permits. These orders apply to Japanese, Germans, Italians, Bulgarians, and Croatians. Aside from these restrictions, aliens may go about their usual businesses and visit friends and relatives during daylight hours without special permits. Wall reports that four men who hired two private planes and took off just before the attack of the Japanese on December 7th still are missing. The two amateur pilots were National Guardsmen. Practice air raid warnings were carried out yesterday in Honolulu, and every Hawaiian island family is busy preparing its own air raid shelter. Hawaii is taking steps to ensure adequate food. Fast sugar plantations are putting into effect plans prepared during the past 18 months. Several thousand acres of land will be turned over to producing diversified foodstuffs at once. Housewives are showing ingenuity in making their homes livable during the nightly blackouts. Many are using felt-based linoleum for covering windows. Others use old black velvet, black oilcloth, black calcimine, or paint. And a flashlight is really a precious item. The demand has been enormous, and Wall reports a very amusing sidelight. Blue cellophane is used to dim the light. You see, many persons rush to the stores to buy blue candles. The stores did a land office business in blue candles. Apparently, for a time, no one realized that blue candles give off the same kind of light as any other candle, and they're more visible than even electric lights of the equivalent power. Chicago, Treasury Secretary Morgenthau announced that a defense savings committee will be set up in every county in the nation about January the 10th to direct a countrywide canvass to make every payday bonus day. He told 300 members of the defense savings staff at its first national meeting in Chicago that each of the nation's 35 million wage earners must begin immediately to set aside a regular sum for defense bonds in order to win the second war against inflation. This news came to you from the NBC newsroom. This is the National Broadcasting Company. Manila. The latest communique from the Far Eastern Command says Japanese forces have been pushed back many miles in a battle south of Igan. The communique states that the Japanese suffered a number of casualties and are being pushed back when darkness halted the fighting. Chicago. Federal agents have seized the acting Japanese Consul General in Chicago. The FBI acted on orders from the State Department. The Japanese official has been confined to his home, and only persons authorized by the government, the FBI, and naval and army intelligence officers will be allowed to communicate with him. The consulate offices in Chicago have been locked. Manila, approximately 500 persons lost their lives when a steamer was blown up by a mine yesterday near Manila Bay. Earlier dispatches put the death toll at less than 200, but reliable sources say this morning that figure was far below the actual number of deaths. The ship was the steamer Corregido, which travels between the islands in the Philippines. Honolulu. The premier of Burma, Mr. Yu Saw, reported to be missing, was located in a Honolulu hotel today. Premier Saw came to Hawaii by a Trans-Pacific clipper on his way back to Burma after a tour of the United States. He was stranded by the outbreak of the war. Washington. The Americans are hitting back at Japan with their pocketbooks. The Treasury says that in the week following Japan's attack on Pearl Harbor, post office sales of defense savings bonds increased an average of 146%. In many cities, the increase was much higher. At Phoenix, Arizona, bond sales jumped 562% over the previous week. And here are some of the other instances. Miami, Florida, 487%. Dallas, Texas, 503%. Sacramento, California, 328%. Syracuse, New York, 337%. And Providence, Rhode Island, 363%. Los Angeles. The threat of welders quitting their jobs at the California Shipbuilding Corporation's Terminal Island Yards has abated. The United States welders, cutters, and helpers have announced an agreement on reinstatement of a certain discharged employee. A spokesman for the independent union says the company has agreed to take back two welder superintendents. The way has been left open for negotiations on the rehiring of several other union members who have been discharged. Stockholm. Swedish press dispatches from Berlin tonight say that German quarters expected a readjustment of the lines in Russia to necessitate a withdrawal of 25 to 37 miles along the whole front. German sources are quoted as saying that Tikhvin and Rostov and other railway stations and communication centers were of little strategic significance in the vastness of Russia. Other press reports said the Soviet Air Force was using a new type of airplane of modern construction, which apparently is being produced in industrial centers not yet occupied. New York. Germany plans to keep the former Czechoslovak provinces of Bohemia and Moravia after the war. Now, this comes from Reinhard Heydrich, the Nazi protector for the area, and was broadcast by the Berlin radio. By a decision taken in entire liberty by its president, Bohemia and Moravia belong irrevocably and definitely to Germany, and not only from a geographic viewpoint, but from all vital viewpoints, too. Heydrich said at a meeting of the economic section of the Society of Southern and Eastern Europe. Stockholm. Disease is taking its toll among the German forces in Norway. The Swedish State Medical Board reports that 680 Nazi soldiers fell ill during a recent trichinosis epidemic at Halden, Norway, and that seven persons were stricken at Oslo. The board pointed out that because of the general meat shortage, many Scandinavians have begun eating fox and bear meat. It recommended strict supervision over the sale of meat from carnivorous animals, which can transmit this trichinosis. London. A British laborite, Gordon MacDonald, has served notice in Commons that he'll make inquiry on the subject of Irish bases for the Allied navies. MacDonald says he'll ask Prime Minister Churchill whether he and President Roosevelt intend to join in making the request to the Eire government. Washington. The Postmaster General has ordered the rerouting of airmail from the United States to the Orient. The new schedule calls for deliveries by way of the new South Atlantic Clipper route, then across Africa to the war area in the Pacific. This news came to you from the NBC Newsroom. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
WEAF, New York. WJZ, New York, 77 on your dial. Here's the latest news. Manila. More American successes are being chalked in the defense of the Philippines against the Japanese invader. The Army has just released a communique telling of a sound thrashing that the American flyers gave Jap aerial units several days ago. The communique says that a number of Rising Sun planes were destroyed and that the remaining enemy planes fled in the darkness to escape annihilation. This American victory in the skies was scored on Monday, December 15th. The communique also discloses that the official count of Japanese planes destroyed is now 70. We repeat, 70 Japanese planes destroyed so far in the Philippines. This total includes 26 reported destroyed yesterday. Now, here is an estimate of the Japanese flyers given by the American pilots who fought them over Honolulu. The United States aces say that the Jap is a good bomber when he's not disturbed. But under fire, these American airmen say that the Jap gets badly rattled and provides targets, to use their own words, as easy as ducks in a shooting gallery. All the Japanese pilots downed were of small stature and were poor fighters when the planes closed in individual dogfights. Work of cleaning up the damage wrought in Honolulu by the stab-in-the-back Japanese attack 10 days ago is reported almost complete, and work on the vital defense construction projects is being pushed. Portugal shot into the news late yesterday when the Portuguese cabinet convened suddenly in Lisbon in an atmosphere of gravity. There have been reports that the Japanese have occupied the little Portuguese settlement of Macau near Hong Kong. This has been denied by Tokyo. Here is the latest bulletin on Portugal reported by the Swiss radio and heard at the NBC listening post. The Portuguese government is anxiously awaiting further news from Timor, the Portuguese possession in the East Indian archipelago. Late last night, the Portuguese prime minister visited the president of Portugal, General Carmona. Other Portuguese officials conferred with Japanese ministers in Lisbon. Up to now, there is still no clarification of what has happened or what is threatened at Timor, a little Pacific island occupied partly by Portugal and partly by the Dutch. This news came to you from the NBC newsroom.
From the NBC newsroom in New York. The monitors at the NBC listening post have been busy this morning listening to shortwave broadcasts from all over the world. Here are some of the late bulletins received and recorded. Los Angeles. Japan now admits that it did not sink an American aircraft carrier in the Pearl Harbor raid. The official Tokyo broadcast was picked up in Los Angeles by the NBC monitors. Tokyo previously had claimed the sinking of an aircraft carrier in the surprise attack on Hawaii. The London radio says that the claim of the Japanese that they captured the Andaman Islands in the Indian Ocean is absolutely false. The BBC says a message received from Rangoon refutes the Japanese claim. The BBC also reports that the Japanese paid dearly for the occupation of Kowloon on the mainland at Hong Kong. Large quantities of Japanese motorized equipment were destroyed by British gunfire, the BBC announces. North of Hong Kong, the BBC says that fierce attacks by the Chinese have compelled the Japs to rush up reinforcements. The British military mission in China is arranging for joint action between Chinese and British forces in the Far East. On the Malayan front, the BBC says the British Air Force carried out extended reconnaissance flights without encountering any Japanese opposition in the air. Australian airmen flying planes built in the United States have shot down 4 Japanese planes. The fighting in this northern sector of Malaya still rages, with the Japanese admitting now, admittedly within 10 miles of Penang, that's on the west coast of Malaya. The BBC also has a bulletin on Portugal. It says that the Portuguese government has officially denied the report that the Japanese have occupied Macau, the Portuguese possession near Hong Kong. The Lisbon government says it's in contact with the governor of Macau, who has assured Lisbon that life in the colony is normal. And now right at home, New York. The nation's largest city is preparing for its own defense. The City Board of Estimate tonight appropriated $1 million for the civilian defense of New York City. The money will be spent at the discretion of Mayor LaGuardia. LaGuardia, you know, is also National Director of Civilian Defense. This news came to you from the NBC newsroom in New York.
WEAF, New York. WJZ, New York, 77 on your dial. Here's the latest news. The London radio reports that the Russian Far East Army is planning a large maneuver near the Manchukuo-Siberian border. The BBC was quoting an announcement from the Soviet radio at Khabarovsk in Siberia. Large tank units are said to be among the contingents stationed in these Russian Far Eastern quarters near Japanese-occupied territory, says the BBC. A vivid description of the bitter fighting now raging in Malaya comes from the London radio. We quote the entire report. In Malaya, the heaviest fighting is taking place among the rice fields covered with water and amid heavy tropical rains. The Japanese are attacking with mechanized units featuring one-man tanks. The latest angle on Portugal comes over the Australian radio at Sydney. The Sydney radio quotes an official in the British Office of Foreign Affairs on the rumor that Britain has promised the Portuguese possession of Angola and Mozambique to the Union of South Africa. The Foreign Office official said, "These rumors are undoubtedly spread by the enemy to disrupt the friendly relations now existing between Portugal and the Union of South Africa." From London, the heavy guns at Hong Kong this morning are vigorously shelling Japanese batteries on the mainland. From Washington,
Interior Secretary Ickes announces that the Grand Coulee Dam on the Columbia River will be taken over by the government on January 1st from the contractors. The dam, the biggest single piece of construction work ever attempted, is 99% complete. Newark. Governor Charles Edison believes a united nation will crush all its enemies. Speaking before 2,500 persons at a defense rally in Newark, Governor Edison said that the victory can be achieved only through unity. Washington. A bill has been introduced in the House requiring the fingerprinting of all citizens over 16 years of age. The bill's sponsor, Representative Manosco of Alabama, also recommends that everyone carry an official identification card. This news came to you from the NBC Newsroom. WEAF, New York. WJZ, New York.
Here's the latest news from the NBC Newsroom in New York. A bulletin has just come through that clears up some of the mystery about the agitation in Portugal reported last night and this morning. In London, official British quarters confirm that Netherlands and Australian troops have landed on the Portuguese portion of Timor. Timor is an island at the east end of the Netherlands, East Indies. Timor is about 12,000 square miles in area. The Dutch own one end of the island and the Portuguese the other. The Allied forces landed on Timor yesterday, London adds. Tokyo, by official Japanese wireless. Japan's high command conceded today that five special submarines and 29 planes failed to return from the sneak attack on Hawaii that opened the conflict with the United States. A naval communique said that five special submarines and 29 aircraft failed to return from the Hawaii attack. The reference to special submarines is believed to refer to the tiny Japanese two-man underwater crafts. One of these odd U-boats was captured in the attack on Hawaii. Earlier this morning, the Tokyo radio also admitted that the Jap planes and the submarine did not sink a United States aircraft carrier in blasting of Pearl Harbor. San Francisco. An attack on an enemy submarine off the North Pacific coast, revealed by the 2nd Air Force Command, is prodding the West Coast to greater defense effort. Major General Millard F. Harmon, commander, gave no details of the attack, when or where it occurred, or whether the craft had been sunk. The announcement was incorporated in a letter of praise to his 2nd Air Force for the alertness and prompt action of the airplane commander and crew of a squadron in attacking the craft. Terre Haute, Indiana. A National Youth Administration bus overturned and caught fire a mile north of West Union, Illinois, late last night. 7 young men were killed. 11 youths got out of the bus, but 2 of these perished trying to rescue the others. 6 injured youths have been taken to hospitals at Robinson, Illinois. None of the victims was from the New York or the Washington areas. This news came to you from the NBC Newsroom in New York. WEAF, New York. WJZ, New York, 77 on your dial.
Here's the latest news. First, a bulletin from Singapore. British headquarters announced that troops defending Kedah and the province of Wellesley from Japanese invaders have withdrawn to new positions. A later dispatch from London says that the Allies took over the Portuguese portion of the East Indian island because of a threat from Japan. This explanation was credited to well-informed Netherlands circles. Earlier this morning, it was admitted in London that Australian and Dutch troops had landed in Timor. Here is a dawn summary of the war in the Far East. Manila. American infantrymen are officially reported to have routed a Japanese patrol in the Vigan sector of Luzon. An army communique issued in Manila says that the American patrol chased the Japanese soldiers many miles northward before darkness stopped the fighting. The Japanese suffered a number of casualties. In another engagement, according to telephone reports to Manila, American troops trapped and defeated a force of about 100 Japanese motorized troops. Singapore. Japanese forces are fighting for stronger positions all along the west coast of Malaya. The Japanese are believed to be trying to get set for an attack on Penang Island from Butterworth on the mainland. In Borneo, British forces have withdrawn from the northern coast invaded by the Japanese to form new defense lines. Hong Kong still is standing off the Japanese forces. From Manila, Chinese radio reports say that 2 Chungking armies have battled their way into Hong Kong territory. One column is said to be attacking the Japanese rear after penetrating 20 miles into the Hong Kong area. The second column is advancing down the China Sea coast from Swatow, 120 miles north of Hong Kong. Washington. Mariners have been warned to be on the lookout for a derelict barge loaded with dynamite somewhere south of Honolulu. The Navy Hydrographic Office disclosed that the derelict first appeared the day after the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, but about 500 miles away. There's no word whether there is any connection between the two events. This news came to you from the NBC Newsroom. WEAF, New York. WJZ, New York.
From the NBC Newsroom, here is a summary of the war in Europe as of dawn this morning. London. German troops are still falling back all along the Eastern Front. Official Russian statements note particularly heavy Nazi withdrawals on the northern and southern ends of the line. A late radio broadcast from Moscow says 10,000 Germans died in the second battle for Kaliningrad. Stockholm. A Finnish statement hints that Finland might listen to another peace proposal coming from the United States. In an interview with the United Press, the statement warns, however, that Finland still needs German grain and butter. London. The Air Ministry announces that British bombers raided Brest during the night. The attacks were aimed at docks in the German-occupied port. A bulletin from Tokyo. The Navy section of the Imperial Japanese headquarters has just conceded that one Japanese destroyer was lost in a new naval battle at an undisclosed point in the Pacific. Here's the situation in our own capital, Washington. The big shakeup in the Pacific High Command may signal a major shift in American strategy. It is believed that under the new setup, heavy stress will be placed upon aerial attack. The new commander of Hawaii's land and air defenses, Lieutenant General Delos Emmons, is known as a fighting general of the air and an exponent of the heavy bomber as a major striking force. President Roosevelt's labor industry conference is studying the procedure of the 1918 World War Labor Board in preparing an uninterrupted arms production agreement. President Roosevelt has personally urged an understanding by tonight, if possible, and by tomorrow night at the latest. Unofficial reports in Washington are that Japan will be stripped of her fruits of conquest and her army and navy when the war is over. Prominently mentioned in informal discussions are reports that Manchuria, Korea, and Formosa will be restored to China. Also, it is believed that the southern half of the island of Sakhalin will go back to Russia. As for the Japan proper, her post-war status will be that of a commercial and manufacturing nation within peaceful bounds. A sidelight on the war from Rushville, Indiana. A 50-pound pig from one of Wendell Willkie's Rush County farms will be auctioned off tomorrow night in New York City at a program for the benefit of the Chinese Relief Association. Louis Berkmeyer, tenant of one of the Willkie farms, said today he had killed and dressed the fat porker and dispatched it on to New York. This news came to you from the NBC Newsroom. From the NBC Newsroom, here is a summary of the war in Europe as of dawn this morning. London. German troops are still falling back all along the Eastern Front. Official Russian statements note particularly heavy Nazi withdrawals on the northern and southern ends of the line. A late radio broadcast from Moscow says 10,000 Germans died in the second battle for Kaliningrad. Stockholm. A Finnish statement hints that Finland might listen to another peace proposal coming from the United States. In an interview with the United Press, the statement warns, however, that Finland still needs German grain and butter. London. The Air Ministry announces that British bombers raided Brest during the night. The attacks were aimed at docks in the German-occupied port. A bulletin from Tokyo. The Navy section of the Imperial Japanese headquarters has just conceded that one Japanese destroyer was lost in a new naval battle at an undisclosed point in the Pacific. Here's the situation in our own capital, Washington. The big shakeup in the Pacific High Command may signal a major shift in American strategy. It is believed that under the new setup, heavy stress will be placed upon aerial attack. The new commander of Hawaii's land and air defenses, Lieutenant General Delos Emmons, is known as a fighting general of the air and an exponent of the heavy bomber as a major striking force. President Roosevelt's labor industry conference is studying the procedure of the 1918 World War Labor Board in preparing an uninterrupted arms production agreement. President Roosevelt has personally urged an understanding by tonight, if possible, and by tomorrow night at the latest. Unofficial reports in Washington are that Japan will be stripped of her fruits of conquest and her army and navy when the war is over. Prominently mentioned in informal discussions are reports that Manchuria, Korea, and Formosa will be restored to China. Also, it is believed that the southern half of the island of Sakhalin, will go back to Russia. As for the Japan proper, her post-war status will be that of a commercial and manufacturing nation within peaceful bounds. A sidelight on the war from Rushville, Indiana. A 50-pound pig from one of Wendell Wilkie's Rush County farms will be auctioned off tomorrow night in New York City at a program for the benefit of the Chinese Relief Association. Louis Berkmeyer, tenant of one of the Wilkie farms, said today he had killed and dressed the fat porker and dispatched it on to New York. This news came to you from the NBC newsroom.